If I had a nickel for every time I said, it's the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Okay, here we go, people. Welcome in. Corey and Joel, we're back. Welcome back.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, that's Corey.
Is this what you meant? Is this what you dreamed?
You know, you maybe weren't going to be here this week.
Very tight.
Well, you no, that, no remember what you said at the end of the last show.
Oh, did I?
Yes. You said, if Obama doesn't win, you will no longer be on the
Corey and
Joel
Radio. That's very true.
You made a promise.
I declared.
Well, he won.
That would have been the biggest kick in the nuts.
Well, there's, you know, shit could have happened. But he won. So we'll talk about Obama winning and everything else today.
Yes, we will. Yes, we did.
And we're going to welcome in one of our...
I thought Spike Lee won the election, actually.
Oh, did he go on?
Based on the way Spike was celebrating, it would seem like he won.
All right, let me just real quickly. This is Keen from their album Perfect Symmetry. It's called Better Than This. I guess it's Better Than Ashes to Ashes by David Bowie.
Exactly.
Well, that little sound. That anyway, that's enough of that.
All right.
We'll talk about Obama.
My riff goes like, theirs goes, da-na-na-na-na-na. And mine goes, da-da-da-da-da-da.
That was the Vanilla Ice thing.
See, it's that little bitty change right in there.
It was something like that. Yeah. But what did Spike Lee do about the election?
Oh, Spike was just like partying like it was... Let's welcome our guest.
Let's welcome our guest.
I'm sure he's got some opinions about the election.
He is actually... Mike Lundy is here. What's up, Mike?
What's up?
You hear Obama won? You're still smiling?
Yeah,
look at you.
I was... Man, I was like, damn.
Did you think it wasn't going to happen? Did you think somehow
I didn't know what
they were
going
to fix it or
After
something?
After the last two elections, it was like, wow, the Republicans really fucked up because they didn't even make it close this time.
Well,
was sad. Everybody was happy. It was just sad, though. I was like, I must have turned at like 7:30 to CNN. It was like Obama 180.
Yeah. He was
McCain
way up
40. Y'all, what the hell?
Yeah, he
was running the table.
He won a lot of states by small margins, and that's how he won. It was a 6-point swing, I think, in the popular vote.
But he ended up winning places like Indiana, which you would not think. I mean, Indiana was as red.
And they just started talking statistically. John McCain has no chance. I was like, damn.
Well, it was a thing where he needed to.
At
win.
Like 8 o'clock, it was like, no.
When the hologram of Will.i.am popped up and said Obama won.
Yeah, I saw that.
What was that?
You know, I was lucky in that I was actually doing a gig election night. I was in Bowling Green, Ohio, which is, you know, Ohio. They're all nervous about everything because that's one of those.
Well, that's a college town. So
but it's one of those swing states, too. Yeah. Everyone gets all up in arms about shit. And I didn't get to, like, flip around through the channels. We had, like, one TV of CBS on to watch the election results come in. So I didn't get to flip around and see the HD glory of, you know, all the wrinkled old pundits, you know.
Oh, God. Yeah. That, you know what? HD is not a format for news.
Well, you know, it depends if it's a hot young newscaster in a tight sweater.
Yeah, but you don't want to see...
Not on election night. They put
George Will or...
Right.
Jeff Greenfield.
They don't let the hot chippies anchor the election.
David Gergen. Now, that's something.
Yeah, that's
now, they
I mean.
Don't put the hot chippies, no.
They should, though. That's what I like about the news. You all right over there? You're allergic to the cat, huh?
Oh, anyway, yeah.
I've got a cold all week. I sound like complete shit right now, so... we're just going to get through this.
But it was a good time. I was actually in a screening of Soul Man.
Like when the polls closed or when they declared it?
No, I mean, like, you know, until about 8:30 or something.
Well, they didn't declare Obama the winner until 11.
No, but I, like, checked my phone.
Well,
and
John
I,
McCain conceded at, like, 8:45.
Yeah, it was pretty quick.
O'clock.
It was. I mean, like, as soon as Ohio went, he was done.
Yeah. It was.
And that was McNine.
It's like watching Rocky IV. Like, damn. Apollo just got the shit beat out of him.
He did. It was rough. And I'm sitting there in this screening of Soul Man, surrounded by, you know, a large African-American constituency. And I'm looking at my phone, and I saw that he won Pennsylvania. And I'm like, should I say this? I'm like, no, this theater will explode, and people will...
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, I think once he had won Pennsylvania, they said there was really very little way for McCain to win.
It was like, yeah, he had about no chance, but...
What was he running for? Anyway, I keep trying to... Why? What else did John McCain have to prove at 74?
You get to a certain age and there's nothing else. It was like Bob Dole was like, you know,
he tried many times to get the nomination and never could. And then this year, because the other guys were a bunch of stumble bums that were running against him.
It was so bad.
Like, Giuliani probably had a shot to get the nomination, but he screwed up his campaign. Like, and then,
all Giuliani had to offer was 9/11. And that
he was he's a more moderate Republican, and he probably could have gotten the nomination, but he didn't campaign in some of the early states. And then Huckabee got hot for a minute. People lost their fucking mind for him.
Yeah.
And some reason Romney thought he had a shot, and it was all these guys.
These guys were all terrible.
They were all bad, so it was like McCain just kind of fell to him.
I remember talking to a conservative, my old roommate, and he was just like, well, you know, Fred Thompson's going to... I'm like, yeah, and Fred Thompson is going to fall asleep halfway
people
through
the
debate.
Because of the Hollywood thing that he might have a shot.
God,
know him from Law & Order and all those movies and stuff.
But oddly enough, McCain was the most exciting of their candidates because you're right, they had some bad candidates.
McCain was a guy, yeah. I mean, it ended up almost falling to him rather than him.
We had John Edwards who was busy, you know, banging chicks behind them, you know.
And it's funny. Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, I've made it clear on the show. Actually, I think last week I didn't know exactly what I was going to do as far as who I was going to vote for. Of course, we know Corey voted for Obama, and I'm sure Mike. Did you vote, Mike?
Yeah, I voted. Voted early.
You voted early, yeah. So
I had no choice, but I mean, to tell you the truth, I could see myself voting for McCain if he picked, like, I could see myself actually undecided, but once he picked Sarah Palin, I was
no? He put a white woman on there and you didn't want to vote for him? Is that what you're saying? What's wrong with that?
He picked Kwame Kilpatrick is more qualified to run for vice president than Sarah Palin.
Now the shit is really coming out on her, by the way, because now all the McCain flunkies are trying to make her look bad.
Yeah, they've been like, yeah, she was
they
a diva.
They said she didn't understand that Africa was a continent and not a country.
Well, you know, she's an Alaska.
I mean, oh my God.
But if you were wondering what I was going to do, I showed up and went to the polling place and got my ballot. And I said, well, I'll vote. There's got to be some third party guy that'll sound good to me. And there was Nader, and there was who was running for whatever Nader's party is.
Did you really just waste your vote?
No, hold on. I'm going to tell you what I did. Then Bob Barr was the Libertarians, and I'll vote for the Libertarians. I kind of like them. But Bob Barr is like a former Republican who's like a real asshole.
Yes.
And I'm not voting for him.
No.
And then the Green Party, which the Greens are like real old and stuff. It's like an old party. It's like an old hippie party. Isn't it the idea of the Greens?
Yeah.
What do they really stand? Do you know what they're even?
The Greens are very, they're left of the Democratic Party. I mean,
I was like, well, and it was two chicks.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's kind of hot. Like, I might vote for that. But then you figured the Green Party, so they're probably like nasty hippies, so I don't want to vote for them.
Sure.
And then there was the U.S. Taxpayers Party had two guys.
Yeah.
And I go, what is that? That's probably some guys who say, like, you don't have to pay your taxes. And those guys are nuts.
I'm sure they're.
So I'm like, I'm not going to
vote familiar for them. With their platform.
So I actually circled in the little...
They don't have a platform. They have a skateboard.
I circled in the one where you write in somebody's name.
Yes.
And then I thought about writing in, like, Hortense, the hand puppet of low self-esteem. Ugh, but I ultimately left that blank.
You put in Violent J.
I did not
Shaggy
vote for Violent J.
Shaggy Two Dope for VP.
I ultimately left it. I ultimately left the president blank.
Well, you voted for something else. You didn't just go in.
No, I voted for this. You know, but it was funny though. There wasn't a lot to vote for.
Judges and
there were judges, but you know, the senator, you know, Carl Levin was running, and the guy who was running against him, I hadn't heard anything. Yeah. Like he had no opposition. Sander Levin, who was the U.S. representative. For
those guys are pretty much
had no
in for life.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I had to. I voted for them. I voted for the incumbents, pretty much. I voted for the Republican, the incumbent sheriff, who's a Republican.
Pichard.
And just because, you know, I don't have a problem with the sheriff. Nothing, you know.
I saw nothing about his opponent.
Yeah, exactly. So
I never got any information on
it. It's like, I'm just going to vote for the incumbents here. I don't see a problem with
the
sheriff.
You're like the person in high school who vote for the person that's not going to win most popular just to get him a vote.
Should I just vote for people?
Well,
I don't know.
Like, his theory last week was that he was going to vote for Joe Nolenberg because he saw a lot of ads against Joe Nolenberg.
Yes. No, I was going to vote for Joe Nolenberg because I think he was getting a raw deal in the campaign. Meanwhile, he's not even in my district.
No.
And the guy who ran all these ads won, Gary Peters.
Gary Peters did win.
Although I will agree with you in one sense. As the election got closer, there were more anti-Gary Peters ads.
Yeah.
I saw more as it went on.
And as we learned from Rob Rose, our announcer, some of those ads are not even the candidates' like responsible. Like other groups will buy those ads.
And then the other thing was the one thing I did vote for. I don't know who won this. Maybe you know. There was a judge. It was a woman. And she
Hathaway?
Was running these ads against
Cliff Taylor,
a guy called the Sleeping Judge.
That's the ones that Rob Rose did.
Let me explain this. This guy was they were accusing this judge of falling asleep, and they had the some of the commercials didn't have. They just said he fell asleep according to somebody's testimony. Then they brought in the woman who made the accusation that he fell asleep. I swear to God, it was like he done fall asleep during the, and it was like the blackest, ghettoest lady. You never. I know. I mean, don't be offended by
Mike
that.
Is starting.
She was straight out the hood, but she was straight out of the nail salon.
She was trying.
She was out of the barber shop.
Was it the black Sarah Palin? They said, "Hey, come on and say something."
But she was some. You know, she had somebody. You know, that he fell asleep during the hearing and blah 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 blah. And I go, I'm gonna vote for. And then there was a woman outside the polling place that was telling me, vote against the sleeping judge. And I go, you know, fuck all you. If I was the judge, I'd probably fall asleep if I had to listen to that shit. So I voted for the sleeping judge.
I was a little disappointed in my this is the first time I voted in that precinct, and there was not a lot of canvassing on it. You know what I mean? There were like three people out there.
So who won that thing anyway?
I don't know. I'm have to look, but I'm assuming since a lot of Democrat stuff went, you know, Gary Peters won a lot of the Democrat seats went. So I'm guessing it he lost. I don't know. I'd have to look that up.
And we are now pro medical marijuana.
Yes, we are.
As if it made a difference.
That's right.
Well, like people wasn't getting high.
No, well, you know, Nigel Rosenblum told me that his dad's going to get surgery.
No.
And he might just apply for some of that stuff.
Like, I know guys.
Because he can go legit now. You know what I'm saying?
I know guys from California who get it, and it's, like, real easy to get. Like, they said it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Like, you just go in, and you can get it for, like, you have to go to a certain. What he told me is that there's certain doctors, and
a doctor that'll prescribe anything,
right? But there's guys who specifically will go, we'll get you marijuana. So you go to one doctor, and he writes out the script. Then you go to another guy. It's like a whole chain of like you know, drug pushers essentially to get it from. And the guy went in. I think he was a comic. I can't remember exactly. And he was like, "Well, I'm feeling kind of down." And the guy goes, "Well, how about medical marijuana?" And he gave it to him. And then the guy went to the place to get the So what I think is like the people that sell the marijuana kick it back to this doctor.
Yeah.
So it's just this weird
I'll tell you what. Here's my
combination
take
of things.
Here's my take on medical marijuana. I'm not one of these people that's all up and like it's got to happen. But look at it this way. They're going to prescribe Vicodin.
Yeah.
Percocet. Like all these narcotics that they Heath Ledger did not die of weed.
No.
You can't. In fact, it's damn near impossible to die of weed.
Well, and tons of people are in rehab for Vicodin and all these things, OxyContin.
All these drugs that are legal and prescribed are far more dangerous.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
Ambien can kill you. You know what I mean? If you take too much of it.
Yeah.
Weed. Well, who died of
Rush
weed?
Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, he was on all those.
But he lost his hearing because he took too many OxyContin. He went deaf. That's true.
Well, he's been tone deaf for years.
No, he's got a cochlear implant now.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Did you know that about him?
I knew he was having problems
from
all the drugs.
No, he literally went completely deaf from the drugs. He went deaf and then had to admit that it was from the drugs later. Yeah. And then he got a cochlear implant.
Well, it's years of being on the radio and the headphones and the liberal media.
Yeah. So.
But he got a cochlear. Well, he's a cock. So
he's
deserved
a cock.
He deserved a cochlear
cock
implant.
In the ear, yeah.
So
I don't know. Yeah, it was. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot to vote for. There was something about stem cell research, and we're going to allow that in Michigan, and I said yes to that. So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it didn't seem. Am I right about that, though?
Yeah.
What was in Detroit? Was there?
We had the same thing. The marijuana.
But did you have a city? Did you have city ordinances or anything in there?
No, we didn't have any on the back of the ballot. No, we didn't have any. Just the two propositions is all I remember.
Because in Ferndale, we also had a medical marijuana one, which I guess was had the state one failed.
But don't
that one would
already
kicked
allow medical marijuana. In
we
Ferndale?
Allow weird shit in Ferndale.
Well, Ferndale had a separate, like, additional.
We had an additional thing, yeah.
Which was a backup plan in case.
It was it would supersede
in case the first one failed.
The state one,
but it was silly because
we have they put all kinds of weird stuff
on
like
the Ferndale.
Ferndale.
I remember being
they put like gay guys are okay, and it's like you start literally it's all the stuff that like you can't enforce. It's like not even legal, and they'll just throw it on the ballot anyway. Like there's a. You know, human rights and equal rights.
Speaking of gay guys and ballot proposals, I'll review Milk later on.
Okay,
Sean Penn.
But but the big news was Obama, and people are so happy about Obama.
I had like, kind of felt it was coming for a long time, and you know, I'm a dork, and I sit there and I read all the blogs and all the stuff, and I had been telling people he was going to win, but until he finally did, it didn't feel real. You know what I mean?
The pollsters, though, a lot of them. You know, they had, like, I think one came out, it was a 17-point lead on the day of the election.
Yeah.
And he only won by 6 points, like 6.25 points. So, I mean, a lot of those polls still were not accurate.
Yeah, but he won by, what, six or 7 million votes in the popular. Yeah.
It was six points. But, I mean, which is way more than, like, Bush won with ever and stuff. But it's still, like...
It wasn't a Reagan blowout, but it was a win, baby.
It was still, like, a lot of people got that wrong.
Considering the stakes he was supposed to win, it was a blowout.
I'll tell you what. I went to this site called 538, which was this guy, Nate Silver, who was a baseball statistician. He's one of those sabermetrics guys.
Yeah.
And he was a pretty notable, well-regarded baseball statistician. Well, he put up a political... He said, I'm going to apply the same formula I do for sports to the election.
Right.
And he was like dead nuts on. I mean, he was really close.
Well, I mean, some polls got it right, but a lot of them had Obama having way too large of a lead, which was the thing is the Obama lead, which really took full effect like in September.
Yeah.
He might not have ever had that lead that they thought he had that whole time, though, too.
Well, but, you know, you can't take any one poll seriously, but when he led in every poll for 6 weeks, it was pretty clear. It was pretty cool, but yeah. Did you watch did you see the reaction there, Mike? Did you see Spike Lee?
Yeah, man, I saw
Spike was like
Spike and
holy crap,
Jesse Jackson crying and get the fuck out of here.
All those guys,
yeah, Jesse. That's true. Jesse was up there sobbing, and meanwhile, Jesse
sobbing that it wasn't him.
Yeah,
he
was all teary eyed, but Jesse did everything he could to run Obama down.
Yeah, I want
to
cut his nuts off.
Yeah,
he's just he's...
And Oprah, I thought
Oprah was up.
I thought Oprah was going to ovulate.
I
right
want
there.
Somebody to punch Oprah.
She's
get the hell out.
They had her with Steadman, and
it's all in his spotlight. Just sit the fuck down. They told all the rappers not to come, but Oprah,
like,
yeah,
wasn't like Brad
they told
Pitt
the rappers
there.
Like, please don't.
I'm not sure who was there, but
I think. But where was Affleck? You know, Affleck was back there slapping.
You know, the problem with that I have, a lot of these guys, these Sharptons and these guys, they're really going to be, they got
fuck all.
They're marginalized. Yeah. They're like, unless they're going to get pissed at Obama, that's really the only move they can make. Is they're going to say Obama's no, you know, in the pocket.
They
of
tried
all these
that
rich
and
guys.
It didn't really.
Well, we'll see what happens now if they don't get their way.
Mike, what's going on in the barbershops right now?
Tell us what the deal is.
What's happening?
You know what? It's been pretty like appreciative. I mean, I expected people to be like, oh yeah, and everybody was just chilling, like, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah,
back to it. It was like it was real chill. It was like nobody.
It kind of was.
Some people had some election parties or whatever, but you know, other than that, it was like real relaxed.
I was on a college campus, and
like everybody went Huxtable for like
I was
a day.
At Bowling Green, and they were partying.
Yeah,
they were partying. They were out at the bars and stuff.
I went out
watching it.
You know, I went out that night and went to a couple bars, and I thought it would be bigger and busier than it was.
Right.
Maybe people were sitting home watching the election.
Yeah, people had. It was like a movie when it came out. I was like, damn, they must have really knew he was going to win. They took up like half the park, a long stage, three flags, and it was like George Lucas was directing it or something. It was
in Grant Park. Yeah, that's the park they have Lollapalooza in. So I know the scale of it.
Yeah,
that's pretty ridiculous.
A lot of people
they
there.
Filled that park.
I have his speech. You want to hear his speech? I have a clip of it here.
What up? You already know who it is, man. This your boy Mega Man.
This is sounds a little more ghetto
man,
now than he wants.
Representative Swerve Gang Vet in the building.
See, he's
Mega Man.
Did you get this?
Shout out to everybody who's been holding me down. Everybody on MySpace. Everybody.
He's thanking everybody.
G.com. You know what I'm saying? Vote for me. Holler at me. All this of the week. All that, man. We doing it. We doing it.
There it is.
I'm going to make a point of watching BET, though.
Listen to Obama. He's so ghetto. Well, you talked over when the guy said, I'm the president. This is Mega Man, the president.
Mike's like, I don't know what to do.
I almost thought that could have been.
No, but, you know, I mean, it was...
I do feel, Mike, though, that, like, a lot of black people are confused now. They're, like...
Confused.
Well, I mean, they've spent a lot... like, Al Sharpton, guys like that, that are, like, were very, you know, rigidly kind of...
Well, no, it's time for them to retire and shut the fuck up. Maybe that's
what... Well, there is a lot of
the older guys don't know how to deal with
thank
this.
Thank you for your work you put in.
Yeah.
We are up there now, you know, so you can relax and stop yelling. No more stupid protest. I mean, your opinion is appreciated, Mr. Sharpton. But could you please shut the hell up for a while?
Yeah.
Because that's what you got to do. Like, I work at a prestigious place. I can't be pro-black and militant. I have to shut the fuck up and fall in to the point where I can get where I can't be marching no more. It's no more marching. You gotta play the game, man. You got to get your job interview.
You're like, shit, we got the president. It's hard to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, once you're, once the guy's the president,
it's really tough to make a fight anymore. I don't know. I heard, you know, Joe Scarborough, who's a Republican, he had a good point.
He what said, was his point?
He said, you know what? What was he? What he liked about this was that it was, he was finally, he said, I'm like about the same age as Obama.
Yeah.
And I don't, I never cared about that 1968 crap that all the old guys were still fighting. You know, he said, like, it, this was like beyond the old 60s war that was going on.
Right. Well,
it was like hippies versus Nixon. And he's like, this didn't feel like this was something different.
Well, but you know what? This, I mean, how, at what point? I mean, you know, the president. But it's funny because I hear people talk about Obama and they're like, you know, he, like some guy was telling me, it was at the bar, and this guy's like, you know, Obama, he moves me. I'm like, okay, but he's the president. The president's job isn't to move anybody. You know, the president, he signs the laws that Congress passes, and he does, you know, executive powers like the military and stuff. He's not really there, you know. It ain't like he's up in some ivory tower.
No, but I tell you what, the president does set the tone.
It's a symbolic thing.
In a way, for the country. And what, look, have I not had any fun or gotten laid in the last 8 years? No, I have. I've done, okay.
But I mean, my point is that like, my feeling on this is that a lot of people just feel good.
Yeah,
and it's fine if you feel good, but that's not it doesn't last.
Yeah, you get it.
I mean, you know, people voted for Obama largely so they would feel good.
Well,
a lot of them, not everybody. I mean, you have your Democrats, but I'm talking about people who chose to vote for him and got all into it because it was going to feel good. Because Obama's the complete opposite of George Bush. No. I'm not saying they didn't think he was.
You got to weigh the options.
No.
Not it was. Well, I think it was equally as many people who voted for him. Because it'll make them feel good. There's a lot of people who voted for him, did not vote for him because it made them feel good to not vote
for him. But there,
so I think
people,
those two people canceled each other. Those are the marginal, you know, people.
Let's not act like Kentucky doesn't exist anymore.
No, but I'm saying Obama's like probably the least qualified guy as far as his, you know, credentials and stuff that's ever been elected to presidency. And you know, I mean, but that never comes up with him because he gives a good speech. And I'm like, well, that's a little, you know. Like, what's going on there? There's something more.
Well, what
to
makes
it.
You qualify for president?
I don't know. He just has.
You know
no
what makes
experience.
You qualify? You know what makes you qualify for president? Up here, having the brain, and this is one of the smart. I mean, this is an extraordinarily smart guy.
Okay, but that's so George Bush is dumb, and therefore you don't like him.
No, well, that's one reason.
I like George Bush as a person. I would definitely hang out and party.
He does seem like a cat.
George W. Bush.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, there is some psychological stuff going on here.
Okay, look at Sarah Palin, who I think was ultimately a killer for McCain.
Didn't I call you the day they announced her and went like, well, Obama just won?
Yeah.
I called you that day and went like,
because
no
they
chance.
Totally just pulled this woman out of nowhere, and she turned out to be a complete raving idiot. You know, I mean, if McCain had picked some boring-ass white guy, like, you know, I don't know about Romney because he's a Mormon and those freaks will believe anything.
I thought he would have picked Ron Paul. They could have got that Maverick thing. Going
by the way, where was Ron Paul?
I would have definitely.
He wasn't on the ballot. Here,
I know he
so
should. Well, he pulled himself out. He didn't.
But didn't he run as an independent? In
he
some
ran
places?
As a Republican.
Yeah, but
he was always a Republican.
He didn't get on the ballot anywhere. No. As a, you know, see,
if
know.
He had been on, it probably I don't know that would have.
I might have been undecided because I like.
Would have Ron Paul pulled votes from
votes.
Obama or what? I don't know.
He not enough to lose with the margin he won by. But, no, I mean, I just think that in some ways.
If he had been in the Libertarian spot instead of Ron Paul.
Instead of Bob Barr.
Ron Paul would have done much better.
Probably. I mean, he would have gotten some votes.
But
I don't
know
if
he would have gotten 6%.
Because Nader made it. Nader actually had a little bit of a splash in 2000.
Yeah.
And Perot did in 92.
Yeah.
And Perot actually got enough votes to win.
Perot had a fairly significant.
Yeah, Perot actually, you know, hurt George Bush at that time. George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yes, sir.
To where you know that might have cost him the election, and I just feel that Obama, in a sense, it's like, okay, yeah, everyone's happy now, but you know, you still gotta, the guy still gotta do
but
shit.
You know, Obama is
it ain't like
the nerd. He is the smart. He probably you gotta admit he is the smartest person for his age out of all the candidates. I mean, he has the best. I mean, John McCain got captured in Vietnam while.
Okay, but
thank you for all your service.
But he's a guy that's
Sarah Palin
for like 30.
Went to five colleges and was a news anchor. And
all right,
Hillary Clinton, she went to law school and became first lady, and I guess that was like her PhD being first lady. But this guy was like the nerd. He was like a smart guy. I could trust him.
He was the editor of the Harvard Law Review.
I understand.
Things ain't like, it's not like he's pulling all the troops out of Iraq tomorrow and that, you know, the Dow fell 500 points the day after he got elected. I mean, people got to just fucking wake up a little bit, all right? He's got to cut through the weed smoke of the Obama election and actually look at it. And it's like those same people got to, like, treat this guy fairly. As everyone else has been judged,
he's got some work to do.
And not to sit here and go like.
I think in his elect speech, he kind of gave that vibe, like, you know, thank you, and you know.
Well, he went
I'm
out.
Not
and,
gonna, I'm not about to promise nothing right now.
He also went out and hired people out of the Clinton cabinet, which should just show you where he's maybe where he's going to take things.
And what were the Clintons?
Well,
nerds.
Well, but I'm just saying they were also scummy Little Rock mafia guys that he had up in there. Too. He did.
I don't know.
I don't get that vibe from Obama at all. I
mean, Rahm Emanuel is the guy he hired.
Yeah, Rahm Emanuel is the only person I remember.
And Rahm Emanuel is kind of known to be kind of a pit bull.
Right.
But
so, I mean, you know, you can't sit there and look at, you know.
I heard somebody say that they thought Emanuel was so that Obama could be the good cop.
Well.
He hired a bad cop to be the chief of staff so he can look good. Which, you know, maybe there's, I don't know. You know what? It's going to be, he's going to have all this, he's going to have more problems on his desk day one than Bush certainly
he's just
had
you know he's got to you know you he's got to actually deliver, and everybody that is, you know, that's been blowing sunshine up each other's ass for the last week or whatever, they got to actually judge this guy how he performs.
Let me tell you a cultural thing.
Because you know what happens is, let me explain this to
this
you.
Big dark
a lot of people,
right over the
a
room.
Lot of people, once this guy gets in office, no one's gonna be political anymore. They turn it on during election year. They turn it off the rest of the time.
That's true.
And you know what? And he could go ahead and do whatever the fuck he wants. And he could be shitty and cause all kinds of trouble and fuck off.
And
fuck around.
We have an example.
And no one will criticize
we
him.
We have a perfect example.
The same people that voted for him will never criticize him.
We have a perfect example of somebody who was young and a lot of people had faith in.
Who's that?
That fucked up. And as soon as he fucked up, the same people who supported him told him to get his ass
who's
out.
That?
Kwame Kilpatrick.
Well, that's
exactly.
Different.
Everybody had faith in him. We trusted him. He was young. He was smart. We said we're gonna, you know, but you know what? Black people, we hold people to standards if we put them somewhere, you know, elevated.
You think? So, but
most certainly.
But
yes,
it's white
do.
People that
we,
really
we
elected
held,
Obama. Let me explain that.
Yeah, that's true.
White
but
people.
I'm saying,
if it wasn't for white people, he wouldn't be president. And that's not a knock
well, yeah,
on black
that's,
people.
That's, well, yeah.
Well, it's
period.
Only well.
Because you all make up 70% of the country. But
yeah.
I'm just saying, in the black community, in the black intellectual
say,
community,
let's,
if
let's,
Obama
you know,
fucks up, he will hear it fast.
He will.
No one will let him slide if he started. You don't get a pass when you like.
No.
You don't get a pass
from
black
I,
people
I,
when
I,
you get up there.
That's, but
there
that's
is no
okay.
black
I'll,
man
I'll
who
give
got
you that.
A pass.
I think
Hillary.
Well, there's also no real equivalent to the president. We've never had a black president.
Well, no, yeah.
We don't
true.
Know how that's going to, you know.
But, you know, Hillary, a lot of people think that women hate each other. Who hates women more than other women?
Yeah.
That's
and that
true.
Girls will turn on each other fast. And you saying that's the same thing in the community?
Yeah, I think, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
If he screws up, they're going to be on his ass.
If he screws up, people will be on his ass.
Yeah.
I just want people to.
I'm going to be studying BET now. I'm going to be monitoring.
Oh, man, BET. They changing up their act. They show, like, all Obama stuff yesterday. I don't think it's going to be
really?
More ass shaking videos. It was like Obama, Michelle,
really?
And Obama Day all
no,
day.
No, nobody BET. Was making their cheeks clap.
No, none of that. No
they
video.
Pulled that right off.
Even when they played the videos with that, they just played it for like 30 seconds and cut it off as soon as the
yeah,
ass
nothing.
Came on.
Suddenly it's like, yeah, it's.
It well, turned the VH1 soul overnight.
Did it really?
I just
here's a nice Teddy Pendergrass video for you.
All right. Well, I want to see the blacks turn on Obama. That would be interesting.
Why?
You I don't want to see it, but if it does, it'll be interesting happened. To see. That's all I'm saying.
You're just a little dark cloud.
I don't have a problem with Obama. You know what? Yeah. Clinton, I hated. When Clinton was running in 92, I remember telling people, I go, this guy, something's going to go down with this guy.
I can't figure out this guy politically.
This guy's a snake. Like, this guy's a scumbag.
Yeah.
And it turned out I was completely correct. And with Obama, I don't get that vibe at all. So,
no,
I
don't.
I mean, I really don't.
He is the
so
most.
I had no problem with him. My problem with Obama is he was not qualified for the job. And I didn't want to vote for somebody that I felt was not qualified.
Well, what is qualified? What
he just doesn't have the experience.
What is experience?
He doesn't have the experience.
All right. You know,
he doesn't have much experience at a national level or running in an executive branch position.
George
is,
Bush had some executive branch position.
Yeah, he ran Texas.
And look how that worked out.
Well, whatever. Ronald Reagan. Bush is
Do you think Arnold Schwarzenegger is more qualified?
Yeah, I do. I think Arnold.
I don't think he is.
Not only did I defeat the T-1000, but I also wrestled the big snake in Conan. That snake is the economy.
Well, I feel that, I think Arnold, first of all, Arnold can't be president because he wasn't born in the United States. Yeah. So that'll never happen.
But if he could.
And people say Obama. You ever hear that? Do people talk
about
that
crazy
in
rumor.
The community?
Yeah.
How Obama was really born in West Africa or something?
I got a bunch of stupid myths about Barack Obama.
I don't know.
He was born in Hawaii.
Okay. Because,
John McCain technically wasn't born.
Yeah, that's what people
say. Panama Canal Zone.
Yeah, he was born in the Panama Canal Zone. Which is like, okay.
I feel like Arnold is just an Austrian.
Is not qualified to be governor or.
I mean, Arnold's a naturalized citizen. Right. He's an Austrian. I think if you have American parents, it doesn't matter where you're born.
Well, yeah.
That particular, if your parents are living overseas when you're born.
Well, if you're born on a military base, I think you're considered.
Why do
American.
We even still have that rule? It's like some rules that.
I don't know.
We don't need. We don't live in the king's.
Why do we still
empire?
Have an electoral college, for God? The Electoral College was that in the original days, it took like 3 weeks for the election because you had to get the votes from everywhere. Some asshole had to ride him in on a horse, and then the Electoral College would vote after the vote was tallied.
Well, the thing with the thing with being born here, that just prevents people from even trying. Like, that's just going to stop a bunch of guys from even attempting it.
I think originally they didn't want the British to get
it. Right. Well, they wanted it to be an exclusive thing. Yeah. Where and it's the Electoral College, I don't know. I think you got to have that. Because if you don't have that, then it just becomes, the few governing. You know what I mean? It's just it gives power to the smaller states.
I suppose.
It distributes the power.
It can go either way. I mean, most of the time it goes the right way. It distributes power. But, I mean, it's an unlikely event that it could, screw up shit. But.
Right. Well, if everyone
Al Gore won the popular vote?
Yeah.
No, but it's not. It's like if everybody, if there were, 8 million Californians or, say there were, I'm saying if there was a disproportionate amount of people, population shift and stuff like that. And if it does go, and actually they do change the Electoral College numbers. That can be changed.
Yeah.
Meaning the number of electoral votes that everybody gets.
Sure, in terms of population
can be
state.
Changed based upon the population of the state, but ultimately you can't. You would basically be saying to Montana, you have no say in the election,
and they shouldn't because
well,
it's fucking
okay, but
Montana.
See, that's you, and you're
Wyoming. Who the fuck cares?
You're that's why you're you.
I know. I'm just saying.
You should really just decide.
Wyoming, just Idaho. Who cares?
Well, I'm just saying those guys got
the real American.
The real American. Who's seen the real America doing comedy?
But that's true with the Senate. The Senate, you get, two guys from each state, if you live in a tiny little state.
Sure.
Rhode Island gets two guys.
Absolutely.
And, California gets two guys.
God bless them.
So
the Puerto Ricans get the vote.
Puerto Ricans ain't get shit.
Like Puerto Rico, they are like a
Can Puerto Ricans vote?
Puerto Ricans can vote in the primary.
But they don't get to vote for president.
Vote in the general election?
No.
No?
I don't think they can.
Damn,
what about Guam and those places? Those people
no.
can't vote?
No, because they're not part of the Electoral College.
Oh,
now.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, they don't have part of the college. Hmm.
I think, go ahead and let Puerto Rico in. Who cares?
Make them a state?
Why not?
51st state?
Puerto Rico likes not being a state.
Yeah, they like not being a state.
They like to get all the benefits of being...
Oh, so maybe they don't want to vote.
They're like part of the American government, except they're not a state, and so they don't have to... I don't know.
Well, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. I don't need Puerto Rico part of the United States.
Puerto Rico!
It already is part of the United States. It's just not a state.
Yeah.
We own it. It's ours.
Sure.
Fuck you. You're not going anywhere.
Then it's going to throw the numbers off, and you're going to have to teach, you have to change the flag, and, come on. They already are.
One little.
First of all, we don't need to make it easier for Puerto Ricans to move to New York. I mean, really.
No, they can move. Yeah. They move wherever they want.
Nueva York.
They move whenever
they
want.
Nueva York. Nueva York.
Bienvenidos.
So everybody's happy now, Corey. You're fine now.
I am breathing a sigh of relief. I'm in a little bit of a lull though because I was overdosing on campaign coverage.
Yeah,
I was just inhaling it. Like it was a big bowl of spaghetti, and it's not quite as interesting to who's going to be in the cabinet.
Right. Yeah. Now you got to sit there.
I'll read some of that stuff, but it's just not the same.
No, it's not the same. And
I won't see The View. I won't be watching
The
View.
Oh, man. I thought I was the only one watching The View. Like,
you were watching The View, too?
Oh, man. I was addicted. Like, yeah. How much stupid stuff can you say today, Elizabeth? Please give me something.
They were all nuts. They were all. Oh, man. Sherry Shepherd crying and breaking down.
Like, I didn't watch. Was that like the day after?
Yeah.
They went nuts?
I told my son, well, you could be in. Your son might be an idiot.
That show was straight up nuts for about a month.
Yeah.
Because they were just fighting every day. The day before the election, or maybe it was election day, Elizabeth was still yelling about Bill Ayers.
Every day, right. Bill Ayers. Let's talk about.
Yeah.
And you know what? Bill Ayers, has he even had an interview to explain himself?
No.
He is that insignificant. I mean, Reverend Wright came out and said, yeah, you know, I kind of said.
This would be like saying Joel could not run for president because he had once hosted an open mic where CC Dynamite performed.
Well, that
do you know what I mean? Like that
would alarm me more than Bill Ayers if Obama knew CC Dynamite. Then I'm
I might have voted against him.
Well,
I'll tell you who I did vote for. One, I, you know, and I like you. I did throw a couple votes to the Greens and the Libertarian.
Did you? Okay.
On the stuff like the Regents.
Well, I'd skip those. I don't know who those people are.
You know what I mean? Though
the University of Michigan.
Well, that's why I said okay. I'm going to throw a couple of the Green Party just so they get some votes in the back. You know what I mean? Because I don't give a crap about the... First of all, the University of Michigan is going to be liberal-controlled forever.
Right,
so,
but...
What I did vote for Andy Meisner.
Yeah, I did too.
Because not only do I know Andy, and he's a very good guy, but who else are you going to vote for?
What is
for
he,
treasurer?
The county treasurer?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that does.
All I know is
I don't even know who that is.
When I see the word treasurer and a last name Meisner,
yeah,
it's a good fit. You know what I'm saying? Right. It fits together.
Yeah, I don't even know what his job is.
You got a drop for me?
For what?
You didn't put the you're what Grammy Hall calls a real Jew. Is that it there? No,
I guess not.
No. All right.
All right. Sorry.
I'm not running the board today, so it's a little off.
Yeah, Corey, I'm missing
Corey
those.
Corey forgot his computer, so he will.
You are the lead. I am.
You are the leading asshole in the state.
Well, all right. Politics is over. We can get back to important stuff, Mike.
What is important?
Like Solange Knowles.
Who?
Solange Knowles.
What's
you
her?
Really
what's,
have anything?
Yeah, you got anything to say about it?
Can you name one Solange Knowles single?
No,
because
not,
I can't.
Not at all. I got nothing to say.
No, I don't know why he brought that
all
up.
All I know is that family already thought it was okay to name their daughter Beyonce. And then they went and had to name one Solange.
Well, Beyonce, I think that's like her mother's maiden name or something like that.
Is it really?
No, it's what's her real name?
Iris.
Beyonce.
Her real name is Beyonce, but that's her mother's maiden
name.
Oh,
they did that, one of those things.
Yeah,
okay.
I was reading Jet one day and found out. True story. I was
reading Jet.
I'm glad somebody's reading Jet.
There's that comic, this guy Black and Mild. He's never been on our show, but he shows up at open mic and he'll pull a Jet magazine out of his back pocket.
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets a good reaction from it.
Jet's got that nice little tabloid format like the TV Guide that you can put in your pocket.
Yeah, nice little pocket size.
They shrank Rolling Stone. Rolling Stone went
By the way, that was the... You know what? They just started sending me that. I guess I'm on some list or something. And the last month of that has been the most annoying bullshit magazine.
Make sure you got to pay for
it. It's all like crazy political pro-Obama shit.
Well, it is.
And it's just like, wow, what an annoying...
I like Matt Taibbi who writes for them. He's pretty liberal, but...
Well, I don't know. It was just like...
They had that article on McCain in there that was savage.
Yeah, and they just had all this like real
like
negative
last
stuff.
Month, yeah.
And I just feel that, you know, I mean, I know people say that, you know, I'm a dick or whatever. Well, you do anyway.
Yes.
Corey does. But my feeling is that, you know, if you're an asshole on the right, you're an asshole. If you're an asshole on the left, you're still an asshole. Corey disagrees with that. Corey feels the only assholes are on the right.
No, hold on.
And that, you know,
I don't
think O'Reilly's the biggest enemy in the world, but you know, fucking Keith Olbermann, that guy's a genius.
All right, I'll tell you what. I don't think that... Spike Lee was a total asshole.
Okay, but
when Obama
he's black, so I know
Spike
I am.
Spike was... I know, but no.
No, it's okay.
Come on. No, Spike is an asshole because he acts like a goof. I think
Spike Lee run his mouth too much about stuff.
He's sometimes a great director, but he lets his shit get ahead of him.
Okay.
He lets his whole fight he had with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah that was stupid.
Was stupid because, I'm sorry, there weren't black soldiers at Iwo Jima because that was just the way it was.
Right.
Spike
Lee, fine.
Spike's entitled to make his own movie about black regiments, but, you know, you can't rewrite history.
Right, but what you're I'm talking about Olbermann.
I like Olbermann, so you're not going to get...
Olbermann is entertaining, and they both assholes, but Bill O'Reilly just managed to piss you off. Olbermann is like, wow, what an idiot. He's so funny.
All right, I'll tell you what. Olbermann, what I don't like about Olbermann is that he doesn't very often. He'll maybe occasionally a Pat Buchanan.
Yeah.
But he generally doesn't engage with the other side.
Okay.
Olbermann has treated his show like it's all going to be an oasis from Republican.
But I don't think conservatives really want to go and keep Olbermann. You think about it. Like how many news Republicans, like Amy Holmes and like some other Republican. I can't think of them bastards' names. Like there's like three Republicans that regularly go on MSNBC.
How about Debbie Schlossel?
Well, I don't know.
Is she still?
Oh, I see Debbie every day. No.
But, you know, I just feel that some of these guys are really in lockstep, especially with this Obama election thing. That these guys have been shoulder to shoulder with some of these guys.
Chris Matthews has had a boner for Obama for months.
And,
well, why
you know,
not get exposure?
And I actually feel like, okay, certainly Rush Limbaugh, we all know, is a dick. And he's, you know, but some of these other guys, I think, get a bad rap. I think they're a little more have some more independent thought. Then they get credit for.
Well, look, all I know is that there have been, since Limbaugh got popular in the early 90s, hundreds of copiers. And if you drive across the country and you just turn on the AM dial, you're going to hit conservative talk all day long everywhere. When Olbermann got on, they all threw a fucking hissy fit because, oh my God, there's a left-wing guy on.
Yeah.
That's day one, right? This talk about the liberal.
No, but
media.
isn't there still? But shouldn't you judge him the same way you judge somebody like Rush Limbaugh? Though, isn't it fair? Can't he be accused of the same thing?
No, not at all.
Why not?
Because Keith
Rush Limbaugh has a maliciousness.
Because you agree with him.
No,
you agree
Rush
with Olbermann.
Pulls stuff out of his ass,
and therefore he's good.
Olbermann is vitriolic and over the top occasionally, and sometimes even I go, okay, we get it. He'll go on these little special comments and he'll get all sanctimonious.
Yeah.
That's a big difference from what Limbaugh does.
Okay.
Limbaugh is in the business of misdirection. He's in the business of throwing lies.
No, I don't like Rush Limbaugh. I'm not saying that.
It's a different,
I like him.
Olbermann is too ideological, but he's not. I don't buy that Limbaugh believes all the stuff he says.
Okay.
I think Limbaugh puts stuff out there directly to cause a problem, to cause havoc, he went on. Okay, look at Limbaugh this way. He went on and did sports for 5 minutes.
Yes,
and said Donovan McNabb was getting too much of a credit for being black because people wanted a black quarterback.
He said if he was white, he'd be just another quarterback.
Right. Olbermann has done sports for decades.
Okay.
And has never said that.
All
right.
Well, I'm not saying they're equal, but I'm saying a lot of times though, people won't criticize the other side.
I'll tell you who I'll criticize. Alex Jones, the guy who thinks that the World Trade Center was blown up by aliens.
I don't even know who that is.
No, I mean, Alex Jones is a real extraordinarily
blown up by aliens.
No, he's like Bush did it. Bush
conspiracy
was
conspiracy theory.
He was like Bush was on 9th Avenue with a detonator in his hand, and Cheney actually put poison in the peanuts on the airplane. No, I mean, you know, there's these real crazy conspiracy guys that I think are too far. But no, I'm a liberal. Fuck it.
All right. Well, that's fine. Just admit that.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Move on. And I'm not a Republican, so stop accusing me of that.
All right.
I think I voted for more Democrats on the ballot than
you,
I did Republican.
You lean a little conservative, but you're not an official.
No, I just don't agree with a lot of these whack jobs. Yeah. That's all. And I didn't
I'll
vote for Obama, but I didn't vote for McCain either.
I grew up on a steady. I grew up on Jewish girls. You know, it was inevitable.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? It was kind of inevitable for me to be a little bit liberal. Mike, how do you... So anyway, what's going on with Mike?
Well, let me just quickly say that, and we'll get to Mike. I actually got to take a break, and then I actually have some questions for Mike, too, after the break. Right. But
questions.
Yeah, I heard something about you I got to talk about. But anyway, but like I would have voted... It's funny, because if you would have talked to me a year ago...
I heard it's this long.
No, stop it. You know, if you would have said, what Democrat would I vote for if they would have got the nomination?
Yeah.
The one guy I would have said I would have given him my vote for sure was John Edwards. And he ended up being a skunk, so there you go.
I liked Edwards, so too. Early on, I liked Edwards.
You know, I probably would have voted for Giuliani if he would have been the Republican nominee.
Yeah.
And I might have voted for, I might even voted for Fred Thompson if he was a Republican nominee.
God.
But you know what? I don't know. I didn't know enough about the guy. But, I mean, I certainly...
2012,
McCain,
Palin. A
McCain
vote from
was a guy that I knew I was never going to vote for.
Yeah.
So, in that sense, I couldn't support him.
All right, well, I'm you know what? We've hit a first on this show.
What, no comedy for the first 35 minutes?
Yeah, there's been one funny thing on here. I'm finally tired of talking politics.
No. Oh, come on.
I can't believe we win and I'm suddenly like, yeah, it's all cool.
Right.
Right. Well,
you do have to change your focus a little bit because then you realize, oh, shit, we won. Now we got to do something.
Yeah, now there you well,
there's nothing I voted. There's nothing I can do now but wait.
Right, I know. I know.
Well,
didn't get me a job.
I'm going to tell you what's going to be fun is Thanksgiving with my conservative uncles. That's going to be fun.
Well, you know.
I'm going to be, oh, hey, what's up, Uncle Gary?
Well, he has, but the thing is, they got nothing to criticize because Obama, unless he does some weird appointment or something between now and then.
They'll throw the same crap out.
Okay. I mean,
you know.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break.
He's a radical.
We come back.
He's a Muslim.
We'll change. We'll switch it up here. You know, we talked about Joaquin Phoenix quitting acting.
That now you want to talk about a lunatic?
All right. We'll talk about that because we actually have the audio of that. Now we'll play that in the second half. And I got a question for. I heard something about Mike. We'll talk about that. It's funny. I like it though.
We'll talk about white women. We'll talk about.
Let's talk about the Allen Iverson trade to the Pistons.
That I would talk about that. All right. Let's do it.
When we come back, we're gonna play more Keen. Enjoy this. And then when we get back from the break, more with Mike Lundy and other good stuff on the Corey and Joel Radio Show. Corey and Joel back with you. That was some Keen from Perfect Symmetry. We're back here on the Corey and Joel Radio Show. If you want to, just a couple quick things. If you want to send us an email, email@coreyandjoelradio.com. Tell us who you voted for, if you voted. I know a lot of our listeners.
I want to hear the international reaction. That's what I want to hear.
Well, I think the international reaction is that they love Obama.
Yeah, they're all freaking out. Yeah.
There's a town called Obama, Japan.
I saw that.
We love
Obama!
Obama-san!
Number one Blackman president!
Yeah, it's crazy.
We love the Negro president number one!
Or you can leave any voice, if you want to leave us a voicemail.
Ichiban! Obama!
I can't wait to see the anime Barack Obama.
But you can call us at 610-552-0746. That's the douchebag hotline.
You know,
you can leave a voice comment about Obama or anything we've talked about. Or
you know what's
going to
be funny is the political cartoons of Obama. Like how people
big giant ears. And,
yeah, how they're going to draw him. Because you can't do it without trying to make it look like Jim Crow or something. You know?
And I've seen a couple fun. All you do is exaggerate the ears, put the wrinkle around them. It's real easy.
You know somebody's going to draw him to look like Old Weird Harold from Fat Albert. You know, it's going to be mush mouth. And then people are going to be upset.
Oh, you seen the dolls they had at like the Republican when they start bringing out the kooks? Like
some dude had a Curious George dressed up in Obama in a Palin
really
rally.
Like, wow, that's going hard. That's how I knew. Wow, McCain is desperate. He's putting these people on TV.
Yeah.
So what do you want to get into now? You want to do my story about Mike? Or you want to get into Joaquin Phoenix?
Let's hear.
You want to hear my story about Mike? Let's get into that because we can save Joaquin for next week if we don't get to it.
No, I want to hear.
I was working on the road. I'll tell you a story. I was working on the road. And, you know, we were just swapping stories about gigs we did recently. And I said I worked with a comic who I did a casino and he lost his whole paycheck at the casino.
Yes.
You know, it was a funny story. And
good,
he goes,
good work.
And this guy says to me, he says, I was working with this comic. And he says, this young black guy out of Detroit. And he said, he got so drunk he fell asleep at the club.
Oh.
And I go, Mike Lundy? And he goes, yeah, Mike Lundy. And I go, Mike don't get that drunk to be falling asleep at the club. He's like, yeah, Mike was the MC. He got so drunk he fell asleep and that he couldn't make it back to the stage to close the show. Ooh, I turn it over to you, Mike Lundy.
That did happen. Wait, wait,
wait. Wait. No. I ain't out my sources.
There's only one or two people, I mean.
I don't know. I want to know.
Yeah, I did.
What the fuck happened?
I wasn't that drunk. It wasn't because I was drunk.
What?
It was just late. It was the late show, and I was sitting there. I was tired. I was really tired, and I was like, okay, well, let me not fall asleep. I mean, it's literally as soon as I closed my eyes, thank you very much, and I was like, shit.
Oh.
And I jumped up and ran. And like the other comedian, I was with Dennis Sheehy, I think.
Okay.
And I think he had tapped me as soon as I was waking up. Because I felt like I heard it coming. And Dave Dyer was on stage. And Billy was like right there. I was like, God.
Did you take some shit or what?
He really, you know what? Billy really don't give me
that much
shit.
Billy's the manager of this particular
because,
club.
Because, I mean, every time Billy has ever given me shit, it was like, I understand it wasn't personal. He just busting balls.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, I kick it with Billy and I knew I fucked up. The thing is, if you know you fucked up, and this is what I tell the waitresses there sometimes, especially new girls, if you know you fucked up, just shut up and keep going. All right,
so everyone, you know, people saw you fall asleep.
No, I was in the back, and they was like...
So you did make it up to the stage to close the show, or you didn't?
I made it up to the stage, They said what?
That's what I heard, is you were too drunk.
Wow, it's so fell asleep. It's funny, this is the first rumor that has traveled and grown into the...
No, I'm just saying, I made this, maybe in my mind, I made the leap that you didn't actually close the show. And if I assume that, like, you were so tired and sleeping that you didn't even get up there to close the show, like somebody else had to do it. That's all right.
That is fun.
Then it's not as bad as I
like that rumor.
Then it's not as bad as I
assumed. That is like the first rumor that has
I heard about that too.
Turned into something else.
I heard you got drunk somewhere else too.
Where?
Snappers in Flint.
Yeah, I did.
You got drunk at Snappers?
Well, you're in Flint. What else you
gonna
do?
It's not, that's not Flint. Well, I forget what town that is.
It's in the definition of drunk. But yeah, I was drinking.
I heard that affected your performance.
It's a young black man in Fenton. He's going to have to get the nerves.
Well, no, that's my... When I'm doing 30 minutes, that's sort of like... I get like... Every 5 minutes is a joke about
somebody drinking. Said you were too drunk to really do your act.
No, I wasn't that drunk. Okay, that would, just saying. Did you think I was that
drunk? I've heard two drunken stories about you.
They have some of the finest crowds in Fenton, by the way, too. And I've been that
because you know I work.
But no, it was a. I will say it was like I wasn't getting the vibe and the laughs that I wanted.
Well, that room's no good. I mean, it can be terrible in there.
And, you know, sort of like if I do like 20 not minutes, part of my act
to doing
is
doing it, if you're listening.
You've never done Snappers?
I know. I did the other room for that guy.
Yeah, Snappers is not.
Part of my like 20 minutes. Part of my 20 minutes is me going back to talking right. about being drunk. But and not, I was halfway through it, I was thinking like, wow, maybe they think I'm really fucked up. And they don't know this is like part of the thing. And
well, just so you know, though, I mean, I defended you in that, you know, you and I don't work together much at like a regular show. We do like open mic together and stuff. So, but I'm like, if Mike's going to get drunk, why don't he just get drunk at Bart's? Because there it don't even matter. That's why I sort of defended you. Like, I don't think Mike would get drunk. Because you know what I mean? I can work with you where you can get drunk and it don't matter, like Bart's.
I mean, I was drinking, but I wasn't
okay.
Drunk,
all right, I'm just saying.
At least not when I was performing.
It doesn't matter. Look,
all right.
I never drink
and you
very
didn't,
much.
Can I ask this? There wasn't a giant slice of watermelon in front of you? That's what somebody said.
How dare
you? I'm kidding.
How
no, that one I made up. All right, I'm sorry. All right.
I can't believe that.
I was part of the.
We can't
was
do those anymore, man.
That's it. Those days are over. Look at that. Those days are over.
Joel, it's all over.
I know. Look at that.
Can't fly no more.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm a dick. What can I say?
No,
that you're I'm an asshole.
And then there's this asshole.
All right. There's this me.
I was hosting and I was standing at the bar when the headliner was going off stage.
Okay.
So I had to run.
Yeah, I've done that.
I had to do the mad dash. So it happens sometimes.
I was coming out of, you know, at the Joey's in Livonia, there's that little bathroom in the back there, kind of behind the stage. I was in there literally zipping up when I heard the guy close.
Yeah.
And I think I ran on stage without zipping up. And but no one knew the difference, but I had to run on stage. Yeah, so it happens. I defended you, though. I was like, Mike, don't get drunk. Like
yeah,
who would know the difference?
I was like, that's
silly. But you know what?
Mike's my boy. I was like, Mike.
Everybody knows I drank.
Yeah, I know
like,
you drink.
Every comedian knows I drank. Every comedian to see me not fucked up but pretty drunk.
Yes.
But I think that's the only time somebody ever said he was too drunk.
That's why. Well, that's why I defended you because I've never seen you too drunk to perform.
Mike, I heard
that
this
is funny.
I heard this rumor you were black. Is that true? Is there any truth to that?
Actually, I'm not black. My parents are Native Australians. And I just
he's Aboriginal. That's a breaking news story.
Oh,
I might have to blog about
until you actually.
This is funny.
Until you actually drink more than your paycheck for the week, you're
not
an actual drunk comedian.
I was just working with this incredible guy. He was funny as hell. He got drunk, and I was sad because I wasn't drinking.
Who was
night.
That? Oh, you and I were sad. No, you don't have to say if you don't want to.
He was funny though. He was a good guy. I mean, he wasn't drunk or nothing, but he was drinking a lot that night. And he was incredible.
If
that's sort of like what my show was like. It's like I've drank and I'm on stage and I'm like acting, you know, kind of kooky or whatever, talking drunk shit. But he was that night it just happened to not be as great, which is fucked up because now I might not get booked for that place again.
Well,
Brian McCree, please disregard whatever somebody told you.
Well, somebody said you were drunk and it wasn't good.
It had to be
that
good.
That club. I've done that club.
I was hanging out afterwards with the people and they kind of.
They liked you?
Yeah, which is.
All right.
Yeah. They bought me drinks and we shot pool. So.
All right. That's good. Somebody. That's good.
You never know.
All right. So that's what I heard about Mike. I'm glad you're here because I was going to.
There's a high bar for being an alcoholic in comedy. They're really.
Yeah, right.
You
Mike,
have to
Mike,
go out of your way.
Yeah, Mike
to
doesn't.
Screw up.
Mike's not in that league at this point. So.
I've seen guys that have wheeled out hospital IVs full of wild turkey.
It's the comics are sad drunks.
And wow, you know what's funny? That is like that's the same guy who now he thinks I got drunk and couldn't get him off stage. Now he thinks I was too drunk to perform at Snappers.
No, you don't even know who I'm talking about.
Digging yourself
out. You don't even know who I'm talking about.
I know
who
you're talking about.
I ain't sorry.
Yeah,
I got you back, though.
We worked together at the same two
places. Well, that's not. See, you're all conspiratorial, you black people. You don't even know.
Well, I don't know basic deduction of. I mean, I don't necessarily. It's not necessarily law and order. It's just like, this person was there at both occasions.
That's right. That's right.
I'm going to refer to you now. I believe black is passé. You are an Obama-American.
Obama-American.
that I will refer to you. From now on. No, Mike. Mike is one of the best guys in comedy.
Yeah, I defended you when people said you were too drunk.
If you're a booker by some strange. I got you that gig, by the way, too, so I'm glad you fucked that up. if you're a booker and you'd like to book Mike Lundy, Mike, where can they find you?
MySpace, Mike Lundy.
All right.
Mike
the
Lundy.
First one. You can Google Mike Lundy. I'm like the first three. I must be big shit somewhere.
Big Mike Lundy?
Like I'm the first three names. I got pictures on there I didn't even know I took. I Googled and put image. Where the fuck was I at? And I wasn't drunk when I Googled this, and I wasn't drunk when I took the picture. So,
yeah, I was really bummed out that the Corey Hall, who played for the Packers, hurt himself week one. Because I was going to draft him.
He played a couple weeks.
Did he?
Because he scored the touchdown when I had that one clip of touchdown Corey Hall.
I was going to put him on my fantasy
team. And I don't have that on my computer here, but yeah.
I was going to put him on my fantasy
team. He's like the fullback, I think, isn't he?
Yeah.
The fullback for the Packers.
You can't have him on your team.
Oh, sorry.
That would be sweet, though, to have my, you know.
Yeah, it was great. I put him on. But, all right. Anyway, so let's move on. Joaquin Phoenix, you want to get into
Michael
this?
Michael Crichton died.
Michael Crichton died. Yeah, no one had him in the death pool. No one had him in the fan death pool.
God.
And apparently he was sick for like a real long time. Michael Crichton, the guy who wrote Jurassic Park, and what else did he write, Corey?
ER.
Coma. ER.
Yeah, ER was his creation. A bunch of sci-fi movies.
Techno sci-fi thrillers.
Yeah, very pop sort of stuff.
And yes.
I don't think considered a great writer by in literary circles, but was a popular guy.
The Andromeda Strain.
Yeah, Andromeda Strain.
First big hit.
And he died just the other day. He had cancer.
And Studs Terkel, by the way.
Is he still alive?
No, he passed away.
Oh, did he?
He passed away last week.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I had Studs Terkel was a was a perennial.
Yeah, he really was.
And I finally let old Studs go because he was only worth 4 points.
Yeah. Okay.
Great guy, Studs Terkel.
So he's dead.
The voice of Chicago, Studs Terkel.
Well, we've got, what do we got now? 7 weeks or so to get this. Oh, he had, when Mike played the year that Mike was in the main draw, he had Rudy Ray Moore.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, and he just died the other day. Man. So
that I was Joel broke the news to me. I was
he didn't even know I was on the
Rudy
show.
Rudy Ray Moore. And, what's my man? Show Nuff. All these like great.
Show Nuff the Shogun of Harlem?
You didn't know he died?
No.
Yeah, Show Nuff died, man.
Oh, well, look at that. I didn't know he died.
That is a fine film. If you haven't seen the Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon.
He died. Yeah, that was a couple months ago, right?
Yeah.
But you didn't have him on the death pool.
Nah.
But you did have Rudy Ray Moore.
I had Rudy Ray Moore. I wanted to get my dog on there. Y'all fucked me up.
No, you can't have your dog.
Director Yo Pizza to Daddy Green's Pizza.
I'm like, why didn't Mike play the second year? Oh, then he wanted to pick his dog. That's right, really.
You would have picked Cheetah.
I would have picked Cheetah. That's the
story. Corey's in love with this article.
There's an article about Cheetah from the Tarzan movies.
Was that
40s.
Entertainment Weekly?
Yeah.
And what, does he live in a home or something? And he paints?
There's a guy in Palm Springs, California that is like...
He lives in his house.
Yeah. But they were like, you know what? We're going to put him on TV because he's the oldest living chimpanzee. He's 76 years old.
This is the chimp from the Tarzan movies.
He was in the...
This chimp is...
No one's even seen the fucking Tarzan movies, but...
Not anymore. Maybe they used to be on when we were kids.
They used to be on a lot, even on like stuff like AMC and that and... By the way, I have a problem with those cable channels now.
Oh yeah,
because that AMC used to show real good movies.
Their movies
they show garbage now.
Catwoman was
like
on
TCM.
AMC. I said we're living
TCM.
TCM is still pretty good about that. Yeah. But AMC now they'll put like Meatballs 2 on there. Like here is a classic. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
they put all kinds of bullshit on there.
TCM is clearly the film snob.
It really
channel.
Is, and that's good. And you need one of those.
There's a little bit too much of like some just random like. Let's show a Mickey Rooney movie from the 30s.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't need to see every movie from 1936. But you can still find great stuff.
But you would see the Johnny Weiss and other Tarzan movies on there. They would have like Tarzan Day and you'd watch those. And now that channel sucks. So
they had H.P. Lovecraft for Halloween. It was like all H.P. Lovecraft inspired movies. It was
kind of
cool.
There you go.
The Dunwich Horror with Dean Stockwell. Coming soon to Nightmare Cinema. I don't know. No,
nah,
it was pretty bad.
How was your Nightmare Cinema thing? We talked about that.
It turned out okay. It was
the Devil's Night rock band.
Could have been a giant
TV taping.
Could have been a giant clusterfuck.
But it turned out okay?
Yeah, we ended up not taping. We ended up just taking some stills and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Stuff. Yeah. But it was all right.
That was all right.
You know.
All right.
That could have been a screaming disaster, but it turned out to be decent.
Okay, well, I did...
I did not go to the other Wolfman Mac events, which apparently were a giant clusterfuck.
Oh, wedding? Wasn't there a wedding on Halloween?
There was a wedding. And
oh, come on. You don't have any details on the Wolfman Mac wedding?
I didn't go to the wedding, no. They're talking about
doing... Let's do a clam up over there, Mike.
I didn't go to it, so I can't report.
The Wolfman
Our Mac event wedding. Needed some more people at it. It was a little under attended, but we had people. It wasn't a big...
Well, I did...
It was a fun night.
I'm completely sick today, and it probably had a lot to do with... me doing two events with ICP on Devil's Night and Halloween.
Well, that'll do it too.
And just meeting a bunch of people and shaking hands and getting drunk. And Nah. I get that drunk. I got a little drunk.
You got too drunk to come down to Bart's, man.
Well, you know what? That night I was late. You know, they kept me in St. Andrews Hall. We had to do a live remote from St. Andrews, which actually ended up being a lot of fun. We were in a good... I liked that one. But they had me there till like 12:30, and I got... You know, I just couldn't make it back. But then the second night, we did this Halloween show at the Fillmore in Detroit, big theater. And then there was an after party at the Majestic, which I didn't have to do anything at. I had to do radio at the Fillmore, which was like thousands of people walking in and out, and it was kind of crazy. But at the after party, I just got drunk. I got fucked up.
I got to come see one of these amazing ICP.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to ask you why you had nothing to do with it, but, you know, my shit got broken into down there. My car.
Oh, yeah, Mike did it. Mike
knows. No, that's what I'm saying.
Mike knows.
Wait, where downtown Detroit did your car get broken into?
Right off of Woodward, down by Wayne State there at the... it's kind of like the Cass Corridor.
Oh, yeah, Wayne State. They got a lot. It's the college place. Yeah,
they break into shit. So they broke into my shit.
And did what?
Then I had to get up. Mike, you know what? There was nothing to steal in my car. I'm good like that. I don't keep shit to steal in my car.
Mike knows the guy.
They just busted the windows?
They busted the window, and then, you know, it's funny. I had stuff in my trunk.
How you know it was somebody who didn't like you?
Nah, because they went through all my – they tore open my glove box and – went through everything, and stuff was all over the car.
But the claw prevented them from stealing the car.
The club. I had the club on.
Excuse me.
But they broke my glove compartment. It was locked, and then they pried it open, and now it won't stay shut.
You know what the worst part
was?
Shit
happens.
No, I know. I'm just saying. That kind of ruined my weekend because I was like... But then I was hungover, and I had to take my car to get the glass fixed, and I was like all hungover.
Joel's got a window that's stuck, and they didn't break that one. That's the worst part.
Yeah, that is ironic.
Those sons of bitches couldn't break the one.
Yeah, so I had to just deal with that. So I had a long weekend, and I feel like shit. And I was on the road for two nights this week, Monday and Tuesday night I was on the road. And, God, I just feel like garbage today. Damn, so I apologize.
Get you a B12 shot.
I don't know what I need. But anyway, let's get into this Joaquin Phoenix thing while we have a few minutes.
Yes.
We're running out of time. Well, we got a few.
Joaquin Phoenix. You know what he said? A lot of Joaquin Phoenix fans listening.
The news came out. No, we were talking about this last week on the show. The news came out that he is retiring from movies. He is no longer going to be an actor. He has one movie coming out with Gwyneth Paltrow in February, I think. And then he's done with movies. And this guy's a pretty big actor. He gets roles, you know.
He's not big in literal terms.
Well, he's big in...
He's about three apples high. The guy's popping.
Yeah, he gets a lot of work. It's kind of shocking that a guy in the prime of his career would quit. And then me and Corey were both like, wow, he wants to do music, and that always seems like a bad move. Well, I finally got the audio of Joaquin Phoenix giving this statement, and it's a whole lot different when you hear him say
it. And he was standing next to Casey Affleck, right? He was...
Right, I cut out the Casey Affleck part because he didn't really say anything. But listen to this. It's better if you can see the video. I can tell you who's got the video, but let me play this for you because the visual is really great. But listen to this.
Listen, I want to take this opportunity also to give you an exclusive and just talk a little bit about the fact that this will be my last performance as an actor. I'm not doing films anymore.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
Music. I think I've been through that. It seems like it's Casey's time now, and I'm just going to...
It's Casey after time.
Like, why are you laughing at me?
No, I'm not laughing because I'm getting the sense that you're...
This guy, it's Jerry Pennacoli from Extra Interview, and Jerry's like laughing at him.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you're fucking with me. Yeah. And it's...
You're kidding.
No, I'm dead serious.
Really?
Why?
No, I take you at your word, obviously.
Right. Thanks, man.
Well, Joaquin, seriously.
Dude.
Seriously.
Good to see you.
I take you.
He's laughing.
Hey,
Joaquin. And then I heard he didn't get up on time for the headliner. Because he was...
Yeah.
No, Bob Smith.
Who was the headline?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kidding. But you know the guy,
Chili Jealous. He was opening for Chili Jealous, and he.
But
just
when you get that, when you get that nasally thing, and you're a little out of, and you got to see the video because he's all unshaven. Yeah. He's got giant aviators. I mean,
I've seen comedians on the road who look in better shape.
Yeah, he's like. I mean, to me, I'm going to take a guess and say cocaine. But I mean, you can. Although cocaine doesn't make you slow like that, but he's clearly on something. I mean, what do you think, Mike?
Maybe he was drunk.
You know, maybe drinking, you think?
I mean,
listen, I want to take this opportunity also to give you an exclusive. This will be my last performance as an actor. I'm not doing film anymore.
This is my last performance.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Why?
Music. I think I've just done, I've been through that, I've done it. It seems like it's Casey's time now.
I'm a wacky guy.
I've retired. But my hair lip signed a three picture.
Yeah, he's a weird and not to mention
just this part, just the hair lip.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna dump on his hair lip, but you know, his brother you know, River Phoenix died of drugs, and you know he does not exactly have a good track record. This guy,
no,
and
you know what though? We've heard it now. Joaquin has made it clear. This is Casey Affleck's time.
It is Casey Affleck's time. Now let us all
had that illustrious of a career to
let us all get behind Casey Affleck.
Exactly.
I don't care what affiliation you are. Maybe you're a Ben Affleck guy.
Oh yeah.
You know, maybe you're a Daniel Baldwin guy. But it's time now to all unify.
Any script
behind Casey
Affleck. That's
right.
All those scripts that Paul Rudd throws in the garbage.
Exactly.
Are all going
to
be right to Casey Affleck.
You heard it here.
I do hear that movie you're seeing. There's a joke where they call Paul Rudd Ben Affleck. It's in the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
And that's funny because he is sort of.
Yeah, I'm supposed to see Role Models tonight.
Well,
soon as we leave this.
Get a great review on that, I'm sure. So, anything good that you can recommend to anybody?
Well, I saw the new Bond, and it's.
Quantum of
Solace. Yeah, it's a good action. I don't know. It doesn't open until next week.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give a more in depth review.
Okay.
But it's definitely a good action movie. I'm still deciding if it was a James Bond movie.
Well, that's my problem, I think, with the new James Bond movies.
But they don't make them goofy. And I don't want to say goofy, but it's not like gadgets and shit anymore.
Yeah, you got to find a balance. I mean, you know what, though? People just did nothing but complain about how goofy the Bond movies were getting.
Well.
But they've been getting them. The Bond movies have been goofy. We watched, they're on demand, and Amy has not really seen any.
Oh, okay.
She's seen, like, maybe one Bond movie.
Right.
So I said, all right, we'll break some up. We were watching From Russia with Love.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that one.
Nah, it's a little goofy.
Nah.
They've been definitely goofy since Roger Moore.
Well,
no. Okay, you know what? They're not goofy in the sense of, like, the Roger Moore ones where he's jumping over alligators.
Yeah.
You know, they were goofy in the sense of, like, you'd have the Russians were, like, working on a Kung Fu Academy. You know what I mean? Like, it was the kind of stuff that they did in Austin Powers was all set up in those old Connery movies.
That's true. But at the same time, a lot of the goofier stuff were just some of these villains were just not believable. And even when, like, even in the Pierce Brosnan ones, some of those guys were just real life.
Well, the worst all-time Bond movie to me is Moonraker.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I liked Moonraker because I was six. But Moonraker is, like, ridiculous. Jaws is in outer space. They're shooting laser guns at each other.
Yeah, some of that.
It was, like, the cheapest attempt to cash in on Star Wars.
Yeah, but I sort of felt like James Bond, there's a balance between it being realistic and it being just a little bit futuristic, too, at the same time.
Yeah.
And, you know, he would have stuff. You know, the government does have shit you don't see.
Right.
Yeah, well, they do have stuff.
They retconned this one. I think maybe in the third one they kind of get more and more into something futuristic.
They generally get gayer and cheesier as the actor develops through their role.
He doesn't really. In this one, the only gadget he has is this, like, really souped-up cell phone.
Yeah.
That's got an amazing GPS.
Whenever they get a new actor for Bond, it's like a return to, like, we're getting rid of all the cheesy stuff and we're going back to the roots.
And then it comes back.
And then eventually, four or five movies in.
But I can see the new Bond doing, like, silly. You know, in a jetpack or something. Daniel Craig is like, you see him, like, yeah, this dude probably fucked people up.
This guy is about kicking ass.
Yeah.
This guy is just about straight
up. Like a depressed James Bond with nothing to do but, like, beat ass.
That's kind of what he is. And it's cool in its own way, but it doesn't feel like, you know what I mean?
I know, yeah.
Doesn't feel the same.
Pierce Brosnan had some really bad scripts.
Yeah, he did.
But I thought he was a pretty good Bond.
He came off as sort of suave and had that.
But you felt he could also pull the trigger.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was watching For Your Eyes Only.
Yeah.
And, like, Roger Moore gets his gun drops out of his hand. It's like Bond's, like, fooling around. He's hitting people with skates.
Yeah.
At one point, these hockey players attack him.
Yeah.
And the guys are, like, trying to kick him with their skates and stuff. It's so stupid. But I like those.
I
grew up on the Roger Moore
movies.
And
I agree they shouldn't make those anymore. At the same time, I don't know that. I mean, I know that people, you know, that the Bourne movies have now sort of set a bar for spying. And it seems like they're kind of going in that direction.
All I'm saying is crack a smile. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's, like, they do things so much shit is joyless these days.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we're just going to blow everybody up. How do you feel?
Does he have one-liners, Daniel Craig?
Barely.
Like,
there's a couple times.
There was some funny stuff in Casino Royale, but it's not
In this one, he doesn't
have
time.
There's nothing.
There's, like, a couple times he has a joke, once or twice.
Okay.
But it's real slight. Anyway.
Anything else out there?
Don't, for the love of God, see Schenectady.
Schenectady, New York.
Schenectady is what it's really called. Wow.
Rock and Rolla, how's that?
No, Rock and Rolla was decent, but I didn't like it as much as Snatch.
Okay.
Snatch.
I thought Snatch was kind of the best Guy Ritchie movie.
All right.
But rock and roll is, it's got its moments. It's entertaining.
Towelhead. Should I see that
one? I did not see Towelhead. I can't help you out on that one. Mike, I know you're going to rush out and see Sean Penn's moving portrayal.
Yeah, I know.
You know what?
I tried to watch Brokeback Mountain as hard as I could.
Oh.
When they got, when he spit on his hand, I said,
well,
I turned.
There's nothing that graphic in Milk.
He's
but
not.
There's, boy, is there some making out.
Is there really?
He and Archie James. Faggot, yeah.
You want to call it by its name? That's strictly for fags.
Well, this is the story of Harvey Milk, the first openly gay elected official in the country.
Okay.
Who was shot and killed.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's a happy ending. It's real cheerful. But boy, he makes out with James Franco. And
does
they,
he really?
They went to town. There's some business there where they're like, we're going to make out. And I'm like, whoa.
James
right.
Franco, there's been rumors about him.
There have
the
been rumors.
Is that the new trend, like getting gassed and like this is some acting breakthrough? Like you find a guy every girl want to fuck and put him in a film with
like
just
that.
A guy.
That's what I kind of like when Sean Penn plays. When Sean Penn plays a retard, is that any different than playing a mo? You know what I mean? Like he's it's kind of like look at how what a great actor I am. I can play as gay as you want, or I can play a retard.
We're gonna go with balls.
Yeah, it's just it's all.
What's the other one?
What's that?
Because there's a little bit of that in there.
Show
too.
Us balls.
Did you see balls?
There's like a bit where he's rolling around naked.
You see
with
Sean Penn's
you see
ass?
Sean Penn's ass, and it's
really
kind of right. disturbing.
He asked me to roll over, and then you know what?
Yeah.
Did it hurt? It always hurts.
Yeah. Did it hurt?
It's actually a very well acted movie. It's very interesting. Josh Brolin plays the guy who's like the rival on the city council.
Okay.
And there's one bit though where he's like talking about how somebody, you know, one of the other politicians did something. He's like, and then he just, it's like he bends over and fucked us in the ass. And I went, well, Harvey, you should be, that probably wouldn't bother you. You'd probably be,
so nothing big
that.
To recommend then.
Boy, that Bond movie is going to blow everything else.
Yeah,
out
it's probably going to do well. So, all right.
Yeah, it's been kind of, we keep waiting for the good stuff to hit.
And it's not happening.
I don't know. Rachel getting married was kind of cool.
That was all right.
But you know what was really weird about that movie is that she marries the lead singer from TV on the Radio.
Yeah, black guy.
Yeah, and it's about the hippiest wedding you'll ever see.
Is it really?
It's like, you know, it's like
Anne Hathaway and a black guy. You going, Mike?
No, her sister married a black
guy. Yeah, the sister married
the sister marries a black guy. Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. But she's in it.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway. But
I don't pay to see Anne Hathaway movies, but I will definitely find a way to.
You might rent that one. It's
Netflix.
It's okay.
Did you see the one where she's banging everybody? What was the name of that movie?
Oh, I know what
she's
you're talking
in the
about.
Gang.
Havoc or something.
Havoc, yeah.
I seen bits and pieces of that.
That's all right. You got to look at those titties.
Yeah.
All right.
I tell you, Synecdoche is about the most depressing movie you'll ever see.
No one's going to that anyway.
But if you've been wanting to see Emily Mortimer's tits.
You were happy about that?
They are out and proud, and they are big, pendulous, hanging British woman boobies. And I was
you
really,
enjoyed that, or what?
I had not. Well, you know, she'd never shown them before.
This is the most greatest moment of my life.
Wasn't that good? But
it was okay. It was interesting. I was, you know, I you know what? You know, it was one of those nice scenes where she just takes her top off and keeps talking. You know, you don't get that in movies enough anymore,
right?
Where the chick just
all them great gratuitous movies.
Yeah,
from the 80s.
You know what was good? Before The Devil Knows You're Dead, another Philip Seymour Hoffman
really?
Movie. Because what's her name from My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah, Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei. She gets naked and stays. She gets naked and stays naked.
When is the wrestler screening? She's naked in that too.
Oh well,
we got to see the wrestler.
The wrestler, I'm actually excited.
You
got
to take me to the wrestler.
Yeah, it's Mickey Rourke.
There's a big thing on him in the New Entertainment Weekly. There's a whole big article with him.
How is the Wrestling Observer feel about that?
They apparently it's good. And my friend Necro Butcher is the final match is my friend Necro Butcher.
Mike, I love how you're the guy from the hood allegedly. And you don't know anybody named Necro Butcher.
No, Necro Butcher is this. You know, he's like a Mick Foley type. He wrestles garbage matches, and you know, he breaks fluorescent tubes over his head. And they have like a big bloody match, and that's the finale of The Wrestler. It's supposed to be real good. Yeah. So
wow,
I'm looking forward to seeing The Wrestler. Yeah, me too.
We're actually garbage podcasting today.
Yeah, we are. We gotta wrap this up anyway. Mike Lundy.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you. I've been here. I've been sober. You can catch me.
Yes, right. You haven't fallen asleep at all tonight? I just want to.
Yes, I'll be at Joey's, the Holly. I just did the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. Shout out to Roger, Carney, Ettinger, everyone who could vouch for me and said I did a great show.
I'm sure you did.
Without being fucked
I love you, man. I defended you, man. These guys are talking shit about you. I got your back.
It was Mike. One guy or guys?
Well, whatever.
You know how they are.
You know how they talk.
You know how they are, Mike.
Hey, man, you know what? I got my people to hold me down.
That's right. That's
Mike, they all look alike.
Stop it. All right, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for listening to the show.
Do go check out Mike Lundy's website.
Mike Lundy.
MySpace page, because he's a very, very funny comic.
He has a MySpace, and he's on there. And
I'm going to take that picture of me with the beer down now.
Okay.
Don't look for me on Facebook, because I got enough girls from high school who I have to talk to on there.
Oh, all right, so don't hit up Corey anywhere, but... send us an email. Call the
I don't
want to
see
online.
I don't want to see guys I went to high school's baby. Yeah, stop putting those pictures up. I don't care.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Now is the time of our comfort and plenty. These are the days we've been working.